In New South Wales and Victoria, tens of thousands of people are isolated, either because they've tested positive for COVID-19 or they're a close contact of someone who has. Apart from the inconvenience, it's a huge mental strain. But as David Sparks reports, multiple charities have been swinging into action to bring people food, household essentials and moral support.
Trapped at home, unable to earn money and often feeling the brutal effects of the virus. That's the reality for many people in Sydney's southwest right now. And it's those COVID-positive households that charities are working hard to reach.
Like, for example, yesterday it was over 20 families. That's in one day. By the time we do our food run and essential run again tomorrow, it will be close to another like 30 families.
Gandhi Sindian and his fellow volunteers at Lighthouse Community Support are helping nearly 150 families, sometimes with up to 10 people living under one roof.
So we provide them with meals, food hampers, in partnership with the GWS Giants, who prepare over 1,000 meals a week. We focus on the families that are COVID, because what we've realised is families that are COVID positive are unable to cook because they're struggling. So we make it easier for them by providing them with things like toilet paper, medicine, pre-cooked meals, which makes it easier for them to go throughout the day.
They're covering a lot of ground, from areas like the Canterbury, Bankstown and Cumberland councils, and right out to suburbs in Sydney's far southwest like Minto. Often, the COVID-positive people in those homes are struggling physically.
You could be talking to a family or one of the mums. We do, you know, there's a lot of single mums that's looking after the kids as well. So you'll be talking to the mum. She'll be home. You could hear from the voice straight away that they're struggling. So you try to make sure that you limit the communication because they do struggle so much to talk. Then the next day, as you go to deliver and you ring up to say, we're outside, please do not come outside, you'll find out that they're actually in hospital. So between sunset and sunrise, they've been taken to hospital.
As charities like Lighthouse help people in isolation, the state MP for the seat of Lakemba, Jihad Dib, says their work is crucial.
Well, there's a desperate need for support at the moment. You know, we've seen locally some of the worst cases in terms of the number of people with COVID and people into isolation. There's obviously a lot of people who have lost their jobs as a result of this. Then you start looking at the impact in terms of the number with COVID infections. We know that our local community is made up of extended families, sometimes multi-generational families. So when one person brings COVID to the home, and not because they're doing the wrong thing, but because they could be out doing the essential work that's required, then that affects the entire household. And as a result of that, there's an enormous amount of suffering. Everything basically stops for the family.
State Member for Lakemba, Jihad Dib, ending that report by David Sparks.